Last night we started by looking at the last verse of chapter 7, and we made mention of the fact that the people were in their right place. They were in their cities. They were in the place that God had chosen to place his name. They had been delivered from Babylon. They returned here to Jerusalem. They had built the gates. They had built the walls. And now they were in the right place. And then they call for, in verse 1, the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And we talked about that verse quite a bit, how there was a desire on the heart of the people to have the word of God before them. It was something they felt they were lacking in their lives. And they called, as it described, they knew who to call. They knew that there was one that was ready to give an answer, to speak on behalf of God, to bring forth the word. And he turns to an interesting portion of scripture, which I think we want to get to also later on in this chapter, either this morning or later this afternoon. But they call him, and he brings the book, and all the people were gathered together. And I think Brother Amo had mentioned, I think it was a very good point, how they had now no longer under the laws of the Medes and the Persians. They were congregating together as a new company, if you will. And under this new company, they were desiring to go back to what the Word of God said. And so they went all the way back to the law of Moses. Even though thousands of years had passed, a lot of time had passed, customs had changed, circumstances were different, but the Word of God remained the same. They went back to what God had originally instructed to Israel, what was applicable for them. Initially, when God instructed it, was applicable to them here as well. And so they wanted the Word of God brought before their hearts, and they had that desire. And now in verse 2, it says, Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the month. And I think we want to start with this point in verse 2, when it says that everyone that had an understanding. And there's a question in the outline that says, that has to do with, you know, what is the significance of the Word of God telling us that people that had understanding? And I'll throw that out as a question, and then we'll see what responses we get. I have a thought on that, but I'm sure many others do as well. But I just thought it interesting as you read this, there was several times I believe that there's emphasis upon them that had understanding. The Word of God was brought before them. And I think our goal this morning is to try to get through as much of this chapter as possible, and then hopefully finish it up for this afternoon, and then move on to chapter 9 tomorrow morning, if not later this afternoon, if we can get through it, and then chapter 10 tomorrow afternoon. So again, I'll throw the question out there. What's the significance of the Spirit of God highlighting everybody that could hear with understanding? Because I think if we understand that, I think it has tremendous application to what we're studying even today.
I don't know if this is the answer you're looking for, but I think some of them were probably born into bondage and weren't necessarily brought up in the social atmosphere of Hebrew, so they maybe didn't even understand Hebrew that well. They spoke Aramaic, and maybe a little bit like David and Job know a little bit of Arabic, but they would need a little bit of help, as we see in verse 8, to understand the Hebrew reading.
The Word of God, especially when you go to the New Testament, and the Apostle Paul does this very well, there's a distinction made with levels of understanding that people have. It doesn't say here the people that didn't want to hear, it says people that couldn't understand. And there is a point in the life of every believer, everyone who would even desire to understand the Word of God, where there are just some things that they can't understand yet. And those people, you know, they're not as spiritually mature as others. It's the distinction that's made in the New Testament is between milk and meat and solid food. And I think that you could see that there were people, like, probably because of what Matthew said, that couldn't understand Hebrew. Maybe there were certainly children there who weren't able to understand. And there were just certain things they weren't prepared for. And these people would have been provided for with those who were gave more understanding. But it's there were not everybody was at the same level. And I think that's the key. Not everybody who was there, who was brought out of captivity, was at the level where they could just sit, listen, appreciate, and to take in everything that the law would have to teach them. And that's the application for us. Not everyone is going to be at the level where they're going to understand everything that's said in a Bible reading. And that's okay. Everyone is at a different level. And the Spirit provides, and there are people to explain it. But there's growth that comes. And you see throughout this chapter that everyone is provided for. They didn't leave people out. There are those who are there simply to help explain what the Word of God had to say.
But it was all that could understand were there. There wasn't anyone that couldn't understand that wasn't there. They were all that could understand was there.
I think those are good answers. And I think I would just add that the thought that came to me is that when the Word of God is opened and we can understand it, we all here are mature adults. We sometimes study out of books that are, you know, 800 pages thick, made up of words that probably half of us couldn't even pronounce. And those are very complicated things. But the Word of God, when it's brought before us, I think the point here is that there's an expectation that having come under the sound of the Word, that I now carry more responsibility because I've been under the sound of it. If I could understand what God is trying to say, and we find this truth also in the New Testament several times, that when there's understanding, there's greater responsibility. And so if we, just the fact that we're here these couple days under the sound of the Word, whatever the Lord desires to show individually, which might be different you than something that He wants to show me, He expects that I'm now going to be responsible for what I carry, for what He's shown me. So if I have the sense of understanding, there's a greater sense of responsibility. And I think that, you know, this is brought home in that after they understood the words of the law, they acted upon it. And so, again, you know, just the fact that we're here, God will hold us more accountable than if we weren't here. Because the fact that we're here, all of us here these few days, we're under the sound of the Word. He's going to reveal things to us. And now when we walk out of here, It's not. We can't forget the fact that we were here. God certainly doesn't forget that, and He holds us accountable to the things that He's revealed to us. And then we need to have a response to it.